You're back with Colorado Matters. I'm Zachary Barr, in for Ryan Warner. Yesterday, we went to the experts for their take on books that make good gifts, or just good reads. Today, we talk about books for children and young adults, some with links to Colorado. CPR's Elaine Grant speaks with Kathy Langer, a buyer for the Tattered Covered Bookstore in Metro Denver, and from Steamboat Springs, the owner of Off the Beaten Path Bookstore, Ron Kroll.
Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having us.
A pleasure to be with you again.
Kathy, let's start with you. How about one of your favorite children's picture books?
One of my favorites this season is called ABC Colorado, and that's C-S-E-E, an alphabet book of the Centennial State. It's an alphabet book. The story is actually a poem by Claudia McAdam, and the photography is by John Fielder, who many of us know as a really wonderful Colorado photographer. And what Claudia has done is written a poem of the alphabet. And if I may just start off to give the listeners a sense of
absolutely, go right ahead,
how it goes. We have arches carved by nature's knife, bluebells bursting into life. And arches is showing Rattlesnake Canyon Arch near Grand Junction. And it's just a stunning photograph of Rattlesnake Canyon Arch, and then a field of bluebells against the mountains. And the back has a map that shows the location of each photograph, so you can see where they are in the state.
And his photographs are amazing. We had John Fielder on Colorado Matters recently, and you can listen to that interview online, www.cpr.org. Kathy, you have another recommendation from a Boulder author.
I do. It's called The Beetle Book by Steve Jenkins. He is a Caldecott Honor Award winner. And this year, The Beetle Book is one of the New York Times top 10 picture books. His medium is torn and cut paper collages. And this is also kind of a natural history book of beetles. Now, beetles are really fascinating creatures. And he does these vividly colored illustrations of beetles. He talks about them. He talks about what they do. You might not know that fireflies are a beetle, and beetles perform lots of great services. Dung beetles are very important to our environment. They also can defend themselves. Some squirt acid or boiling hot liquid. So it's really interesting details, plus just a beautiful, beautiful book.
Wonderful. Ron, you have some kids' books also, not necessarily with Colorado authors, but ones you think shouldn't be missed.
I do. This is kind of a fascinating year because there's a set of children's books that have come from famous people, and they are really wonderful books. And the first one is called The Further Tale of Peter Rabbit by Emma Thompson. Yes, the actress Emma Thompson. This is an absolutely new story about Peter Rabbit that is just amazingly faithful to the original, beautifully told and beautifully illustrated by Eleanor Taylor. The pictures in this book are so reminiscent of the original that it makes it hard to believe that they aren't the original.
And how about another kid's book you'd say stands out this season?
One of the kinds of books that I really enjoy are books that are read-together books, where a parent and child can read poetry or read stories together, and there's something for each to enjoy. Julie Andrews has written Treasury for All Seasons, Poems and Songs to Celebrate the Year. This is a collection of poetry selected by herself and her daughter, and it's put together chronologically through the year from January to December. Whimsical kinds of illustrations, fun illustrations, things that children could point to and talk about and catch the references in the accompanying poetry. And each of the holidays of the year has a section. So a wealth of poetry to read with your child, and a way to do it that allows them to see things as well as hear things in the poetry.
Let me turn a little bit to books for somewhat older readers. Oh, wait, first, I see a book in front of you, Kathy, that I really wanted to ask about because it looks just great. It's called Raj the Bookstore Tiger. Tell us a little bit about that.
Raj the Bookstore Tiger is by Kathleen T. Pelly, who lives in Colorado, illustrated by Paige Kaiser. And again, it's a storybook about a bookstore, about a cat who lives at the bookstore who thinks he's a tiger. And another cat comes to hang out at the bookstore and immediately disabuses him of the notion. And so they have to work that out. And there is a happy ending. And both Raj, the bookstore tiger, and Snowball, the little snobby, fluffy kitty cat, become good friends and pretend they're both tigers.
How about books for young adults? Kathy, I think you might have brought one with you.
I did. It's called Rootless, and it's by Chris Howard, who, again, is a Colorado author. And it is a dystopian novel. It takes place 100 years after the darkness. Locusts have eaten every tree and plant on Earth. Locusts are also very dangerous because there's nothing left for them to eat. They'll go after humans if they can, so it's kind of scary. Dystopian novels are really popular for young adults right now, and I think it's a great medium because it allows for an exploration of the human condition under extremes, and you can really play with a lot of options and characters, and they can do things that you would not normally do, but really it creates some very good novels, and it's a very popular genre right now. And this one is quite good. I enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, great. Ron, do you have any young adult novels that stand out for you this year?
I don't have any young adult novels, but I have a story that I think is wonderful for the middle school child. And this is Return to the Willows by Jacqueline Kelly. Jacqueline Kelly wrote The Evolution of Calpurnia Tate, which is a wonderful story about a 12-year-old girl who's becoming a scientist. Here, she's doing the follow-up to The Wind of the Willows, a favorite of almost everybody from their childhood. And she actually says at the beginning of this book, being a respectful sequel to Mr. Kenneth Graham's The Wind in the Willows, containing helpful commentary, explanatory footnotes, and translation from the English language into American. What she's done is she's written another story of Toad and Rat and Mole and all of their friends. It's an adventure tale. It's wonderfully written in the language of the early 1900s, as The Wind in the Willows was. But it's also got very helpful footnotes to help the young reader understand the language and beautiful illustrations. It's a great story. Those who remember Toad getting into trouble, well, here he goes again. He's going to get into trouble, and it's an exciting tale.
Great. Well, I can't thank you both enough for coming in.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure.
Kathy Langer is a buyer for The Tattered Cover in Denver. Ron Kral owns Off the Beaten Path, a bookstore in Steamboat Springs. They spoke to CPR's Elaine Grant. There's a list of the kids' books they recommend at CPR.org, where you'll also find a list of the books they recommended for adults.